I stay asleep to stop the worst. Think it might not be the weather. And I lay defeated, not the first.
Hello and welcome in to another edition of the Rebel Room. I'm Taylor Byrne alongside Ray Brewer. Sorry for the unplanned hiatus there as some scheduling conflicts. Unforeseen arose and our studio multi-use now getting some heavy use throughout the company. So we're fighting for space, but we found some. Ray and I are here. Case is, where is Case these days? On a two-week cruise, what's he doing?
Is he on Key Largo maybe?
That sounds possible.
Do you have to take a boat to get there?
We are the wrong people to ask for anything related to that. The Keys, let's say yes. Let's go with yes. I'll say that. So he is off on vacation. We are here to talk about UNLV basketball, the final three regular season games coming up here. We're recording this on Monday, so tomorrow, Tuesday, they will be at Boise State. Then it's home Saturday against Wyoming before a week off. Kind of a strange spot for their second bye in the final week, but just with the uneven scheduling, it has to happen to somebody. And so then they will finish up the season on Saturday at San Diego State. So we know kind of what's at stake here, which is basically attempting to avoid the 4 days or 4 games in 4 days scenario, which is, you know, more likely right now. They are a game and a half behind Boise State for that final spot that gets a bye. But because of that, they could suddenly find themselves Tuesday night a half game back, you know, if they go up to Boise and win. And so I think having that tangible goal out there, you know, gives the last three games, or potentially, you know, if they lose to Boise, then I think that's over. And they would have to then win 4 games in 4 days to go to the NCAA tournament. But I just think having the tangible goal of trying to get to a bye sort of helps. I guess just how are you looking at these last three games, Ray?
You know, I think it's just all about momentum. You know, right now they have momentum. They, you know, they won a game at the buzzer, and
well, sent a game to overtime at the buzzer.
Then
they beat the crap out of them once they got there
with momentum. And you know, so now you're going to Boise, quick turnaround, and you're going to be tired. So you're going to have to play good. Have some positives come out of that, because they're doing it with, like, you know, 6 or 7 guys, obviously.
Yeah, it's basically six guys.
Six guys. And, I mean, having one less game to play in the tournament with six guys is huge, because even going 3 games in 3 days with a short roster is a tall task. So, yeah, that makes this Boise game pretty darn significant, just to get into fighting distance where anything could happen the last week.
Yeah, and they could potentially have as many as 8 guys available for the Mountain West tournament. Could even have 7 for this Boise game. We're awaiting the results for Dwayne Morgan, who was a game day scratch after injuring his shoulder in Saturday's shoot-around before the Reno victory. Just quickly looking back on that game, really exciting, like, throughout the game, but then obviously the finish with first Marquise Coleman hitting a long, you know, onions type shot 3 with 2.4 seconds left to put Reno up 3, and then McCaw hits the buzzer beater to tie it, go to overtime, where UNLV just completely dominates. You know, this win coming in a year where, as we're saying, like, the most that they have to play for is trying to get a bye in the conference tournament. You know, so it's not like some marquee win in a great year, but I got the feeling that a lot of people, especially with the way the game played out, it was just exciting back and forth, and then the buzzer beater, all this different stuff.
And it was Reno, yes.
You know, especially avoiding the season sweep. I feel like a lot of people got some enjoyment, got their money's worth out of that game. Did you sort of feel that way?
I mean, there was some satisfaction, I think, is the word. I think the season has been such a disappointment, and you know, I think a lot of folks have written the team off, and, you know, they're on the, well, let's see what happens in the off season, who the new coach is going to be trained. So to have UNLV play good, give some of those diehard fans, a lot of those folks who don't like Reno, Just one good memory from the season, as silly as a good memory from the season sounds. But I wasn't at the game. It looks like, though, there was some pretty good, a decent size crowd, and it looks like they hung around. So maybe that gives them the opportunity to come back later on, maybe in the Mountain West tournament. I've always said that this team has a lot of pieces moving forward that where I could see them making a run in the tournament, winning the tournament. But when you talk about the injuries and the lack of players, I just don't know how it happens. I mean, it's impossible to do. I mean, it's not impossible, but it's difficult to win three games in 3 days with six guys.
Yeah, the league is bad, which gives anyone seemingly a chance, but UNLV is not winning this conference tournament, especially if you have to do it 4 games in 4 days. No team has even made the finals. Or actually, that might be right. I know I looked at this last year, and it's either only one team has ever even made the semifinals or just the finals.
If you're the,
having to do the four games in 4 days.
I haven't looked at the bracket, but if you're the sixth, does that mean you play the one? Or would you play the winner of the...
Yeah, the six should play... Well, no. Six would play bottom because it's generally the way it's set up. You assume the top seed mm-hmm. is going to advance. So that middle game, so you've got 6-11, 7-10, that 8-9
okay.
should be slotted for the number one seed.
Because if I'm UNLV, I just try to find a way to avoid San Diego State as long as I can.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't think it
because that's the
really
one
matters.
Team. I think they're going to be the betting favorite against every team except San Diego State in the tournament.
That could be, and I also think it's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you.
But yeah, that very well could be.
So, I mean,
it depends probably also on who they get back.
I mean, the only team I don't see them beating is San Diego State.
I don't see them beating Fresno. Funny enough, I could see like Utah State picking them off. There's a lot of, like I just don't see a scenario. I would be impressed if they even make the finals. I think UNLV is destined to lose in the semifinals, assuming they can
get there. And I don't disagree with that. I guess my question for you, you're around the team obviously more than our listeners and more than myself, but does the team still have that drive, let's get it done? Or are they defeated as some of the fans are?
I mean, you see them fight in all of these games, and they're able to take them all to the wire. You know, you could look at, let's say, the Air Force game, so jumping back pre-Reno. They turned it on and were able to fight that one to the end, but you had so many long stretches earlier in the game that were the reason that they lost it. Like, those things pop up, and part of it, you know, you can call them excuses or reasons, I guess, when you have a roster that's, you know, kind of this dwindled, that they just don't have the energy, especially at altitude, to play that way. And they can't play with their press a whole lot because they get fouls in it. And, you know, they can't even afford that.
Well, thankfully, the league tournament's not at altitude.
That helps. I don't think it's going to help nearly enough. But let's, because we've got another couple of weeks before the league tournament, so we'll have time to break that down. What are you thinking, or what are you kind of feeling heading into this Boise game? Because this is a big. If they lose, they're going to have to play 4 in 4 days. But this a win would at least give them hope, give them a chance to get the bye.
I think they get killed on Tuesday. I really do. I think it's just a matter of – it's just like an NBA game in back-to-back days. I don't care if Team A is better than Team B, and I'm not saying that UNLV is substantially better than Boise State, but
– they're not.
Yeah, you see it all the time where just the circumstance of playing a tough overtime game where multiple guys played 30-plus minutes.
Guys played 45.
Yeah, playing that much time, Seegers probably would have played if he didn't foul out. That's a tough turnaround. I mean, you're talking a recover all day Sunday if you could, and then Monday. Now then you got to travel to the Rocky Mountains, or I mean, I'm sorry, to Boise. It's a tough cross to bear.
They might have some mountains that are kind of rocky there. I don't know.
They have mountains.
They've got some mountains.
I don't know if they're rocky though, but yeah. And then I guess just there's that feeling around the league that even a UNLV is going to finish out of the top six back to back years, that beating UNLV still means something. Maybe because they're constantly putting people in the NBA, but you always seem to get the fans' best effort against UNLV. Now, granted, some fans, there's hardly any of them there, like Wyoming, but
even Boise has had a hard time drawing. I'll be interested to see what the crowd is like Tuesday night when they were good, and not saying that they're bad right now, but definitely struggling comparatively to what they were hoping for, expecting this season. But even when they've been rolling, they don't get a lot of bodies there.
It's interesting how the season played out. I mean, you can't really guard against injuries, but I mean, losing Carter was brutal. I mean, the guy was the heart and soul of the team. Just had a great basketball sense. Really, teammates kind of rallied around him. You lose Zim, you lose your length. Of course, good luck transferred out. Your problem to begin with, and now you're dealing with.
For right now, anyway, you don't even have Morgan.
Yeah, and you don't even have Morgan. Who knows what the end result's going to be with that?
Yeah, waiting for an update on that. He was expected to get an MRI. Based on Todd Simon's description after the game on Saturday, it sounded like basically going up for a rebound, Dwayne's shoulder briefly came out of the socket, which just based on that description is not something that you would think of being able to bounce right back from.
What happens if one of the six guys goes down, out for the year? Who do you play?
Austin Starr.
But who else do you play? I mean you have he's going to foul out. He doesn't play defense, and he fouls a lot. Who else is left? Barry Chaney?
Barry Chaney.
I know they've got three guys that are red shirts.
So the other guys, because there's a cavalcade of white polos there at the end of the bench.
It's got the kid from St. John's who's not.
So you've got Chris Obekpa, who cannot play, has to sit out transferring. You have Alex Perez, who is redshirting, I believe, by choice, because he was a transfer over from St. Catharines. But he's a senior. I think he just wanted another year in the program. So I think technically you could, and he's a walk-on.
Yeah.
So technically you could pull that one, but I don't, that would be really unfair to the kid. Tyrell Green has been battling a few injuries. Their plan with him is to get a medical redshirt or at least apply for it after the year. So you don't want to play him. Zimmerman has apparently been cleared to participate in practice a little bit now, not cleared for games. We'll see what the process is there. But ideally, you get Zimmerman and or Morgan back. But if you get neither of those, then to your point, and someone else goes down, then you've pretty much just got Austin Starr and Barry Chaney.
I mean, do you call up Tony and say, hey, can you send me your tallest guy?
They looked at that. Actually, okay. And so, potentially maybe something could happen there. But, yeah, talking to Todd Simon briefly after the game Saturday, he said he looked through the roster just for, big guys.
Yeah.
And so maybe something could happen with that. What a funny scenario.
Absolutely.
I mean, San Jose State had to do it last year.
Starting center.
Is that where things are at, Ray?
Yeah.
That UNLV is following the San Jose State method of just putting a roster together?
Could they just get four big old guys from the football team and have them foul, hard fouls over and over?
That might be frowned upon. I don't know if bringing in goons from the football team is necessarily.
We'll call them goons. They're just uncoordinated.
Your description was bring these guys in for the sole purpose of hard fouls. That's a goon.
Eliminate the word sole purpose. I mean, they're football players but I'm sure some of these guys played. You always hear went on my hometown visit to see him, and I went to his basketball practice. Where's that guy? Can we find that guy who was at the basketball practice? Give him a 00 shirt and tell him to go out there and get five quick ones.
00, that's the best number in basketball.
That's your number.
I love it.
Yes.
It's possible. It is possible that we could see that. I think it just kind of depends. Well, it depends largely on what we learn about Morgan, how Zimmerman develops, and then, just kind of how desperate Simon and company need to get to just put together something where they're confident that they can get through a game. man, that's where things are at this year. It's rough. It's a rough one, but it has still had its moments. You know, the Reno victory, I think for a lot of people, will be now one of their better memories from the season.
Beat Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Had a good one against Indiana.
Yep. Then Reno.
Kicked the hell out of New Mexico Highlands.
Yeah, how about that Highlands game? Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Gotta tell the kids about it. Yeah. Interesting to see now how they react, because I think you're right. Legs are going to be a major concern going to Boise. You know, it would make things more intriguing going down the stretch if they were able to go win this game, give themselves a chance to avoid that bye. But I'm with you, probably not going to happen. And then we will know the uphill battle that UNLV will face in the conference tournament. For Ray, I am Taylor, and we'll talk to you guys next week.